It's the Not Now Podcast, Not Now Podcast, it's the nitty, not nitty doo dot do do dow pod. It's not now, now is then, but never then, you never know when, don't be a hen, don't cluck cluck buck, it's the Not Now Podcast. Podcast. Welcome to Not Now Podcast.
Welcome.
We're your hosts.
Kyle
and Brandissimo Felicini the third,
and together we are Shirley Tempo.
Don't fucking, that was a okay, secret.
Fine, I'll delete it.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Nobody use that. Yeah, that is our, mine. That,
Brand's secret band name,
Shirley Tempo.
What a great name!
I know. And you just fucking throw it out to the geese. And
everybody,
they're going to flock around.
Well, okay.
Like, quick question, Brand. We won't email you, but we'll take your band
name. Quick question. Yeah. What musical instruments do you play?
A lot of instruments. I'm glad you asked. I'm well versed in the toothbrush, the lower intestine,
and the piccolo. It's a wind instrument, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah, the piccolo is.
I meant the lower intestine.
Oh, yes, a mushy wind.
A mushy wind. Well, welcome into the actual episode, because today our wind instrument of choice is, you know...
Or plot lines.
Horror plot lines, yeah.
Oh, you were going in the other direction.
Yeah, I was. but that's okay, because horror movie plot lines are, you know, basically tied to bodies. You know, you got some sort of body involved, maybe.
A student body?
Yeah, a president, maybe, or a treasurer, student body, council leader.
Yeah. A body of water.
Yeah.
To drown your victims.
Yeah.
Wait, we're talking about...
Horror one? Movie plot, oh, okay. Lines. No, okay.
It's like, wait.
Yeah, speaking of drowning your victims, I heard the Britavilter does a terrible job.
I'm going to say the low price cinder blocks at Home Depot. Yeah. They just break apart. They're not meant for water use.
Yeah. They should have explicit labels on those. And that brings us around to product reviews, which... we're definitely going to go...
product that you review.
Yeah, it's a product review. Most people...
No, product that you review.
Well, we're going over products, right?
That you can review.
And we're going to do outlandish views. Horror movie plot lines, we're going to...
Like from outer space? Out of land view.
Out of land view. Just out of sight.
Can't see it yet.
Yeah. You haven't seen this yet? Let me spoil it for you. I call this... Home Depot coffin.
I thought for sure you're gonna say Home Dicko.
Home Dicko. Dicopage.
Oh boy.
Andy Shortell.
Shortell. He's sure to tell you a good story.
About soup.
Chanterelle mushrooms.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're either talking about the product review, reviewing products.
Or horror movie plot lines. What kind of coin are we flipping today, Brian?
So the coin that we're flipping today is bronze-ish looking.
In its own way.
Yeah. And one side says eerie or Irie. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It's E-I-R-E.
That's eerie.
Eerie. And it has a, like, that Guinness harp again. You know, looks like a harp, but it's on a Guinness can. I think it's a lyre, maybe. It's from this eerie lyre. Was from 1976.
Oh.
And on the other side, it looks like we have some kind of like fishing lure type thing.
Yeah.
It looks like a hook with some tail.
Oh, that definitely.
Displays. And so I'm thinking that, you know, the harp with eerie could be horror movie plot lines.
That sounds right.
Because they're eerie.
Yeah.
And this could be some shitty lure you got that never ever caught anything.
Oh, yeah. Or I feel like product reviews always have to have a hook to them.
Oh, that's true. So do horror movie plot lines, though.
That's true.
And you would review a harp
and
that you bought.
Some horror movie plot lines might actually have a hook in them.
Oh. Like M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Yeah. Your favorite.
My favorite knight of the round table.
Yeah, the only one I know. not that King Smarfer or whatever.
King Swiffer.
King Swiffer.
Queen Swiffer.
Queen Swiffer. Who's your queen? No, never mind. Lost that one.
Almost had it.
Yeah, if only it was a member of the Shirley Temples.
Then you could play...
My King Swiffer.
King Swiffer hero. Stars in his eyes.
Stars in his ice.
Stars in his goldfish.
He did it. Conquered those goldfish.
With ninja stars.
It's like the snack that smiles back.
It's the snack that smiles, Jack.
Get your crap.
Get your crap. All right, so let's flip this fucking coin.
All right.
I'm sick of wasting.
Yeah. Let's go. Flip it.
You're putting me under pressure.
Okay, well, it's, you know, I always wonder why.
All right. I flipped it.
Okay. Never mind.
Oh, we got product reviews.
Oh, reviewing some products.
We got a new satchel.
Yeah. Brand new satchel. It's
cream colored.
Cream colored, like our product reviews. Jesus.
Well, hell, I don't know where you're going with things.
Well, not there.
Like our soundboard equipment.
Yeah, that's true. It's not as textured as that, though.
Yeah.
Which is creamy. Disappointing in its own way.
Just like a creamy meatloaf.
Which is disappointing in its own way.
Okay, product reviews. So, we're going to start off like reviewing some products?
I guess so. I mean, that makes the most sense.
Oh, or we could produce some reviews.
Produce them?
Yeah.
Isn't that
I was thinking of like the byproduct of a review or like if you're trying to do some play that didn't work.
Could we do like a scene out of this?
Probably. I mean, we could be like, I don't know how you do a scene out of this. Unless you're like customer service. You know? Like, oh, what was wrong with it? Well, it smelled like fish.
Yeah, we could probably do that. It smelled like fish.
Well, it's tuna, sir.
It's supposed to smell like fish.
Not that fishy.
Do you want to do, like, I pitch you a product and you come up with a review for it?
Sure.
Do you want to do it in that order? Or do you want to flip it? Okay.
Let's go.
Got all day. Hand towels. Hand towels.
We're going to pitch them.
Oh, okay.
Like, what is it?
This is a luxurious, we call
that's
it.
That's my first review. What is it? This is,
what is it? Your turn. they are, cream on cream hand towels, which is, they're cream colored and they have, skin cream, baked into the fabric. Okay. So as you dry your hands, they are moistened. Jesus Christ.
As you dry them, they get wet again. So I bought the hand-on-hand towels.
Cream-on-cream.
Cream-on-cream hand towels. Cream-on-cream hand towels. I was severely disappointed. So I picked them up. I was really happy with the price point. You know, I thought I was going to have a good time with my cream-on-cream towels. They looked fancy. I was really sold on the packaging. And, you know, the company was respectable. So I got them home, and I started doing dishes. And I was like, oh, I got to dry this pan, and I'll just use my cream-on-cream towel. And, you know, that was all well and good. It looked a little greasy, but I assumed it was just the sparkling cleanness of the hand-on-hand towel. So I put that away because it was dry now. And I was like, oh, well, I just dirtied my cream-on-cream towels. I better go wash this with my best dress slacks. And so when I pull them out of the washer... They were covered in some kind of gelatinous goop, which I can only assume is the hatred upon Americans that this company is trying to display. By the way, I also made a pancake and it tasted like vanilla. And I didn't put vanilla in it.
I just love the... I decided to wash this with my best dress slacks. What should I wash this with?
Not other laundry.
just laying around my best dress slacks.
hand on hand towels. Cream on cream.
I just don't know why I find that so fucking funny. And also, my pancakes tasted like vanilla.
Okay, so next product. Sorry. No, I was going to call it Lemonless Lemonade.
Lemonless Lemonade?
Yeah, I was trying to do a play on Limitless. Lemonless.
Lemonless Lemonade.
So this Lemonless Lemonade will keep you supplied with lemonade for years to come. You'll be smitten with the amount of dry powdered lemonade you can mix into any liquid substance, and it will taste delicious, like cruising down your street in your nice Cadillac convertible and finding a homemade lemonade stand that you can scoff at.
I purchased this Lemonless Lemonade. And I gave it to my daughter, and she just went crazy with it. She would put it in our fish tank, and they shriveled up and died. She put it in my cat's water bowl, and it shriveled up and died. She put it in my plant feeder, and that also shriveled up and died. She put it in my shampoo, which was good because my hair shriveled up to like a nice crump and then dyed it a different lemonless color. And that was wonderful. So it's a great hair dye product if you're into that. I put some in my milk, and I'm fairly certain that it curdled. I can't be 100% certain because I don't drink curdled milk that frequently. But if any peer reviewers can upvote my comment, then I will know it was curdled. Lemonless also makes you feel like it's a bottomless pit of lemon, but it's there's definitely a bottom to it, which I wasn't expecting. So I feel a little bit deceived by the company. And they also did this thing where when I added one to my cart, it recommended that I add 10 more, which I just thought was useful because of all of its uses. I like to put some of it on my fine dress slacks just to give them that freshness.
Really gets the hand cream out.
It does. I guess that's the end.
I was wondering how much more you were going to go on with the put it in this.
And it shriveled up and died. I don't know. I felt like I brought that far enough. It shriveled up and died.
I put it in my grandma's coffee and it did the trick.
It did the trick. Thank you, Lemonless Lemonade. Damn it.
Curtains.
Curtains. Let's see. There's got to be like a good
untapped like, resource of products.
Yeah.
Cookware. No.
Nope.
Curtains.
No, I got it.
Okay.
Don't you worry.
Oh, by the way, I also thought you were going to say she put some in my IV drip.
My IV drip. And I shriveled up.
And I almost died.
So this is, it's the Spike Mat, which is a rough and,
tough,
sturdy, doormat that gets all of the clung on junk from your shoes and like scrapes it out. So you know that you are setting your first foot indoors clean. And I call it the rough welcome. or hard welcome, or tacky welcome. I don't know.
So
the welcome mat.
I bought the rough welcome trap talcum Brillo pad mat. I can't remember what it was called.
Rough welcome.
Rough welcome. Fuck.
The fuck. That was just a comment.
This is a rough welcome. Fuck. Sorry. And you know, I really didn't feel safe putting it in my home at first. But I found out shortly that I really did not respect my roommates. So I used the rough welcome mat to really let them know how I feel about their lack of paying rent. And, you know, sure, it got a little messy, but I found that the stainless steel spikes cleaned well with a damp cloth. And, you know, shortcomings aside with this product, it didn't roll away easily, as they said. I hit myself several times. The dust trapper keeper really kind of gooped up with all the blood. So it didn't just spill out like they said. Either way, I give this 4 out of 5 stars. I would use this as like a, you know, home improvement technique if you're trying to sell your house. You know, really, really make them feel at home by getting their blood on your floor. Fuck it. 5 stars.
Fuck it. 5 stars. There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
My turn?
Yeah.
All right. Got to think of one. Oh, okay.
Quick.
Quick. Everybody better jump on this bandwagon right now. I'm telling you, this is going to be the last light bulb you ever buy. It is the most illustrious, wonderful light bulb. It's going to save you hundreds of dollars in energy. Okay, you're not going to be paying almost nothing in electricity if you fill your house with these lightless light bulbs. So, put a couple of these in, and you just screw them in tight. You got to make sure that you don't break the filament inside that doesn't produce light. It's very important, okay? So, once you screw those in, you're going to have a lightless light bulb house. And you're going to be living just like humans live for hundreds of years without electricity to produce light. You're going to love it. Buy 10.
Buy 10.
If you buy 10, I'll give you 20 now for 20 cents less.
I bought the lightless light bulb, and I bought 10 for the regular price and 20
for $199.
Yeah, $199 and 20 for 20 cents less. 23 cents. And the first 10 showed up broken, I'm fairly certain, because none of them were giving off light. I screwed the other ones in before finally realizing, after reading reviews in the dark, that that they're not supposed to give off light. At which point I accepted that that was my fate. And I stumbled around in the darkness most of the time. I live in Alaska, so there's a hard point for me where this product is significantly useless. I did see a significant amount of plant growth. I think it was fairly dark, but it seemed like they were growing taller. And
you're growing plants with lightless light bulbs.
Yeah,
I grow plants with plants. Hey. You can't grow plants with regular light
bulbs. Yes, you can. I run
special light bulbs.
Hey, it helps. The incandescents grow my indica plants. So, as you know, I think it helped them. I would recommend this to the blind. The blind. A great party gag. I think another thing I noticed is that my hearing and taste grew sharper. So it's wonderful for that if you're looking to enhance your life in other ways other than light. My love life has gone, I don't know where, because I can't really see, but it's somewhere. It's somewhere now. So I would like to give this product a 5.2 rating. Oh, wait. 8.2 rating. and their shipping return policy, I sent back the 10 broken bulbs, and they corrected me and told me that they were fine. So, great customer service as well.
Nice. Oh, boy.
Oh.
Trying to grow plants.
I think they grew. It seemed like it.
If you're looking to enhance your taste.
Avoid external stimulus.
Yeah. So where are we at? Should we change subjects?
Yeah. What else do you want to do with this?
Well, not subjects. Change avenues.
Yeah.
We could review products that we actually have.
Oh, okay.
Or have gotten in the past. Or we could just like talk about shitty products.
Yeah.
Review ones that we haven't bought and we just think they're stupid.
Yeah, we could do that. Do you have any in mind, or do you want me to... I'll go first.
Okay.
Let's see. No, I already mentioned that one on the podcast.
Yep, I already did it.
Yep. Yep, don't even need to go into detail. I already know you did it. Jeez.
What about like the fucking banana slicer? The banana shaped slicer?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Have you seen that? No.
Okay, so it's like a piece of plastic that's shaped like a stereotypical banana. All right, that's my first problem. And it has little plastic like slots where you just press it onto a banana and it cuts it up into equal portion size things.
Why would it even be banana shaped to begin with? Why would they just make it
cutting bananas?
Why wouldn't you make it like a mandolin?
Because, Kyle.
You could make it literally any banana shape.
Yeah, you could literally make it anything that would cut anything, but nope, can't do that. It's a banana cutter, specifically, to eat up space in your drawer. Fuck a knife. Who's gonna use a knife for anything? Nope, don't need a knife.
Now you have this tricky, wiry thing to wash.
But the thing is, it's shaped like this, so like, it's like an L, basically. So, that. How many bananas have you gotten that are like this? What are you supposed to do then? When it's shaped like a U. Oh, can't use my banana cutter that I bought for $35.99 plus shipping and handling. Thanks, Best Buy.
That's where you get it. Best Buy.
No. Just saying. I think they're going out of business, so I might as well slander them before it's too late.
Okay, in that case.
I got up on that train.
Yeah. Where's my... fire tarts.
Fire tarts.
So like little tarts that, you know, are explosive, shoot them off, make noise.
Fireworks.
Fire tarts. Put them in your toaster. That way you know when they're done.
Tarts are spokes, explosives.
Jesus, I guess I don't, like, I feel like I don't buy many, terribly shitty products. Yeah, that's true.
I have seen commercials.
Oh, what was that one we were watching? Like, it was like the Magic Rake or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, it was like some sort of, like, leaf blower inhaler.
It was like, oh, I thought you were talking about that. Oh, that one.
Yeah, that's like.
I thought you meant the rake tongs.
Oh, no, that was a joke one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, this one's like a leaf blower that, like, sucks up leaves and then, like, mulches them.
Yeah.
And then, like, compresses them into, like, a sandwich bag size.
Oh, I didn't think it was that small.
Yeah, it was larger than that. Like, I don't know, a bag of potting soil.
It throws them into a trash bag.
Yeah. But supposedly it's better for, like, capacity of that because you... are crushing up the leaves into that size, and it's like it saves so much money on garbage bags that you fill with leaves, which I don't think anybody does.
Oh no, a lot of people do it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they gotta get rid of
them.
Just
burn them.
Nope.
City
ordinance, town ordinance. No burning of leaves.
That is a gimmick.
Canadians get upset.
Get rid of the trees, then.
You're burning all our maple leaves. Yeah,
this is like burning your flag.
They have a point. I mean, I'm just saying. Those poor Canadians.
Yeah. You know how many maple trees are skewered every year for syrup alone?
I just mean, like, nobody asks their opinion. It's like, fuck it, I'm burning these leaves. And they're just weep one tear.
Yeah, not even on online forums. They're not even allowed to give their opinion there.
Yep, they just swallow it. And it's just like, okay.
Okay, I'll deal with this.
I'm just going to eat a bucket of poutine.
those proud people.
No, I do feel bad for them sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, man, America just shits on you. Yeah. You guys are so nice.
Don't even know it.
Don't even know it. I feel like we're close enough where we could be assimilated into Canada.
Yeah, pretty much. We're basically an extension of Quebec.
Yep.
You're like,
that's what you get when you live in Montreal.
Yeah, we're like Quebec's ugly foot. Quebec's
ugly foot. That has no problem burning leaves.
But loves hockey still. But doesn't have a hockey team.
I don't really love hockey.
No. I just threw it out there. See if it stuck.
It never makes sense. Like, how do you get a touchdown?
Yeah. What is a hat trick? They don't even wear hats. Somebody tell me.
That's a helmet trick.
Yeah. Face mask. Penalty. 5 yards. What?
When do they slam dunk it?
When is Shaq showing up?
I want to see the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah. Where's Miracle?
Miracle. On 34th Street.
Yeah.
Wait, are we still talking about products?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the leaf mulcher. Yeah.
Okay. What about products you make up? Oh, no, he's product reviews.
Oh, yeah. Well, I reviewed that fucking banana slicer.
I better believe it.
What about the Shame Wow? That was one that I never tried, and I always believed that it had to work well.
Yeah.
But it's like, how well does it? I mean, sure, it soaks up a lot of junk.
I feel like I've seen a lot of knockoff versions of those.
Yeah. I mean, a nice pair of slacks does about the same trick.
Just soak your nice pair of slacks in orange juice. You have a fish that isn't completely dry, so smack it with your nice slacks.
I just don't know why people didn't stitch a bunch of ShamWows together and use it for like a bath towel. Like, that's the worst part of getting a shower. You know what I mean? Is being wet afterwards. And you're just sitting there, wet, on your couch for some reason. You don't know why. And why you didn't take more time to dry off. But you're naked.
Yeah.
And you're dripping.
Yeah. I think that's what they call a wet nap.
Oh, no. I've had a wet nap before.
It's like a wet dream. It's like a... Oh, my God.
But it was a nap.
But it was a nap. And I was on the bus.
Everybody tried to stay clear.
I just peed myself. It was much worse.
Oh, man. The worst part is I talk in my sleep.
Oh, my best slacks.
My best slacks.
Hey, don't judge.
When you got slacks like these, you can excrete whatever you want.
When you got slacks like these, who needs candy?
Who needs candy?
When you got slacks like these, who needs proper lawn care?
Try our new fruit slacks up.
Fruit slacks up.
You've heard of edible underwear.
Yeah. Edible slacks.
Edible slacks.
For those who are very hungry.
And on the go.
I tried edible undies before, and it just wasn't satisfying.
All rise for the judge residing. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It was a really long recess, Your Honor.
I was hungry. I ate my own slacks. They were my best ones.
Oh,
wow. Terrible.
Yep. So what now? Do you want to move on to made-up products? I don't know what time we're at. Trying to figure out what...
Almost at like 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. So you want to do...
We could do like joint reviews or something.
What are we going to... Oh, let's review a joint. All right. So this one time I went to like... You know how you go to a bar or a pub that like sells pub food? You know what I mean?
Like a joint in that sense.
Yeah. Well... What do you think, Kyle? I'm not wearing edible slacks here. Whoa, man, those are like strawberry.
Yeah. No, this
can
is
I
like
try a bite?
This is like cotton for your mouth.
The cotton gingivitis.
Yeah. Just don't let bad cotton happen to you.
Bad cotton.
Yeah, like one's filled with worms or something.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Like a silkworm?
Cotton worm. It's got
the American
the silkworm's cousin.
Yeah, the American cousin of the silkworm makes cotton.
Yeah. Oh my god. No, never mind, not going there.
I was gonna say, watch your eyes. I don't know. I mean, technically you are watching your eyes.
Are you?
You're watching through them.
I'm dotting them.
Crossing my T's. No, but like you go to a bar, right? And they serve pub food, or it's a pub and they serve food. Which I guess by definition is pub food. It's food from a pub.
Yeah.
But you're always kind of like, you go there, you get drinks, it's awesome, the atmosphere, whatever. Like you're there with buddies. And you always, at least I do, expect more from the food. You eat this and it's like, man, if only I was wasted so I could think this tasted good.
Yeah, but these drinks are fucking $6.
I just spent $10 on a bowl of jalapeno mac and cheese, and it literally tasted like cheese.
Yeah.
Like, no pasta. I didn't taste jalapeno because your four cheese blend was literally a pound of cheese, which, I mean, I guess thank you for the value, but this is bad. You ever experienced that?
Yeah.
Like, they're just selling food to drunk people.
Yeah. That's pretty much their gimmick.
Yeah, but they could just like, if you're that drunk.
You know what's one thing?
Like serve you a crouton and say it was made by Gordon Ramsay and you'd be like, wow.
One thing I haven't been super disappointed with is like buffalo wings.
Well, I guess. But that's like something that takes no, I mean, I don't want to say
really.
It takes no craft, but it does. But I mean, half the time you just fry wings and toss them in buffalo sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because it's pretty much the sauce that you're expected with. And it's like, or like, that's the taste you're expecting. And it's pretty easy. Like, it's like if you had a ketchup-flavored hamburger.
Ketchup burger.
Yeah, you had a ketchup burger. And that was an item that everybody was accustomed to.
Yeah.
You could literally cook anything in that shape and then douse it in ketchup. And people would expect that and be happy.
Like a hot dog.
That's where the money is. We got to make some sort of sauce that everybody can drench something in.
No, I want to make a high-end pub. That's what I'm talking about here.
No, that's too expensive.
Oyster shooters, you know, I want like...
Brand, just imagine. Brand sauce. Sausaloni.
Sausaloni.
Yeah, make sausaloni.
I think you're just mixing your dream of a famous sauce and pepperoni flavor. Pepperoni sauce. Come and get it while it's hot.
No, sausaloni.
Sausaloni. Leave my sausaloni. Yeah.
It's a cheese stick mixed with sausaloni.
What is your sauce? Is it pepperoni sauce?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It stole it, but whatever.
I knew that's where you're going.
Shh.
Couldn't be sasami. A sauce salami.
Yeah.
Pour some sauce on me. Wait. Nope.
Man. Shirt pockets?
Yeah.
I wish that it was easier to use them.
Oh, yeah. There's never a use for them. Unless you're at a fancy thing and you put that little handkerchief in the jacket.
Yeah, I mean, you can use them, but it's just like people look at you weird.
Yeah, I mean, what am I supposed to put in there? Pepperoni?
Yeah, or like...
You never thought of that,
did you? I put my wallet in there sometimes.
Put a stick of pepperoni, leads right up to your mouth, gnaw at it whenever you want.
It gets low pretty quick. It gets low pretty quick. And then I'm like pushing up on my nipple.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my nubs.
My nubs, yeah, pushing up with my nubs, and I'm doing like the T-Rex arm and just like...
trying to eat the
pepperoni. I look like a dog trying to scratch a weird area.
And people don't get it.
Yeah, people don't get it. And I'm just like,
that's why I need one of those beer mug hats filled with pepperoni sauce.
Gravity fed.
That's got to be a thick sauce.
Liquoroni. Liquoroni.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure astronauts love it.
I'm sure they hate it. Anything liquid up there is like a bomb.
Huh?
Huh? What?
They have saliva.
Yeah.
Human bombs.
like any water-based thing, basically spreads off into beads if you're not super careful.
Yeah, that's why it's like a paste.
And it like doesn't stick to anything. It just like
touches it.
Yeah, it just like bounces around in its own like watery sphere of a drop.
That sounds awesome.
Like they have to pee in vacuums pretty much.
It's like getting sucked off by a urinal.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? You're in space.
You're in space.
Fucking appreciate
it. Yeah, we can't all have fancy like
blowjob urinals. Fuck you, Asher. Yeah. Complaining to me.
Can't all have cock dusters.
I sneezed and it got all over my face. Yeah. You sneeze and it just drifts off.
Yeah.
Into equipment.
Oh.
They're probably good not
idea for a vacuum urinal name. Gee whiz.
What?
A vacuum urinal name brand.
Gee whiz?
Gee whiz, yeah.
Like zero G's?
Yeah, zero G whiz.
I don't know. I was.
I don't know about that.
You said gee whiz. The first thing that came to mind was a gorgonzola like spray cheese.
Ah.
Gee whiz, gorgonzola. Don't you associate G with gorgonzola every time you hear it?
Or cheese with whiz every time I hear it?
Whenever someone says, what's up, G, I'm like, I am not cheese.
I'm not cheese. I'm certainly not gorgonzola. I am pepperoncini, if anything. Wait, is that cheese?
No.
No, yeah. What is pepperoncini? Pecorino.
Yeah, pecorino. Provolone. Pastrami.
Still not a cheese.
That's close to pepperoni.
That is kind of close.
And I like pastrami better than pepperoni.
Nope.
Can we just make it pastrami sauce?
No, not the same. I need those discets.
Discets?
Yeah, like little discs.
Oh, diskettes? I don't know.
No, like limp discet.
Limp discet. Oh.
But, yeah. So, product reviews.
Yeah. Really wishing we got horror movie plot lines. I feel like I ran out of steam.
Yeah. There should be more steam powered things, though.
Stanley Steamer makes your heart beamer.
Yeah. Why do they always leave the rugs wet?
Because it's turning them on.
Turn them on. Get your rug wet.
Don't say that to me.
Well, get your rug wet.
Not yet.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much for listening to Not Now Podcast.
We'd also like to thank our sponsors, beginning with the K sounds, Costco,
Kojak,
Kmart,
Coop Dog,
and Costco.
And if you like this podcast, you can listen to it on your favorite podcasting device or app. You can also leave us a rating review if you like the show. If you don't like the show, you can email us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com. Any mail is well invited.
Yeah, exactly. Even if you hate the show, if you hate everything about it, please just email us.
Feedback is necessary.
Exactly.
Oh,
not necessary, but approved upon.
Yeah,
we want it.
Also, for season 4, we were definitely hoping to get some sort of emails. We're hoping to read them live during season 5, which I guess isn't really live for an email, but if you want to send us an email, we will read it on air season 5.
Yes, please send us an email. We'll read it. And if you don't get read, just know that you weren't good enough.
Yeah, tough titties.